Very excited to be joined by Nadia Reid, all the way from Manchester on the phone. We're going to be chatting about Nadia's brand new album, which is on the way early next year on the 7th of February, to be precise. But first off, why don't we play a new tune from Nadia? This is Chained Unchained. We'll have her speaking with us in about 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Chained Unchained from the forthcoming record Enter Now Brightness, which is out February 7th, 2025, and joining us all the way from Manchester is Nadia Reid. Kia ora and good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
How's it going?
This is such fandangled technology.
I've just adjusted some stuff in the studio. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound wonderful and clear this morning, Nadia. Now, just talk us through this move to Manchester. You have got a young family and you've made the voyage all the way to Manchester and set yourself up over there. Talk us through it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a British mum and a dad who's a Kiwi, and I was born in Devonport, And I guess, so I grew up in New Zealand. I guess it's been always on my mind to have, you know, what many of us do at the UK OE sort of thing. And then, so I got the passport, which was, you know, good to get. And then COVID happened, a few other things happened, and then we just kind of packed up our things and went. I guess Manchester was sort of, I mean, London just felt a little bit edgy. So, and my management live in Manchester, so I'd been here quite a few times. And it's coming up a year now, and it's warming on me, the place.
How have you found the change of pace of life over there, and what's your experience of the musical community been like thus far?
Well, to be honest, I haven't gotten out that much because I've got a 7-month-old baby, but I did go to a crowded house at this huge arena the other night, and my husband's been working for this one of the venues in Manchester called Band on the Wall, so I bet I have sort of endless opportunities to go and see this incredible like music from all over the world. But I guess the most striking thing about Manchester for me is that people, like the people here, are so friendly. Like, it's just, I just love it. I keep sort of acquiring friends. Don't think
Excellent.
anyone that knows Manchester will know, you know, as you go north, people are very preferably.
Now, Nadia, talk us through Enter Now Brightness, your new record, which is out early next year. How has this come together, and has it been recorded in Aotearoa, or have you worked on it while you've been abroad in the UK?
So I started it in 2021 in Port Chalmers, and I actually hadn't finished, I hadn't got. At that point, I'd only had about 4 or 5 songs. I sort of was in a bit of a kind of writing rut. And we started the project anyway, because I thought, you know, I think we were sort of emerging out of one of the lockdowns. And I thought, well, let's just try and use this time as wisely as we can. So we spent sort of a week or two at Chick's Hotel in Port Chalmers, and then the rest of the record was recorded in Tom Healy's studio and at the lab. So it's made sort of between two quite significant places for me, and I finished the record like right just before we moved last November. So it was quite a luxury to make it over 3 years, really.
Working with Sam Taylor and Tom Healy, how did their contributions shape the direction of the album?
Well, I mean, Sam Taylor, like, he's played on all of my records now, so he's played on 4 of them. And Sam and I have this sort of kind of understanding. I think, you know, we're very, very good friends, and I have this deep trust in him, and we often don't really need to talk about what we're doing. It just sort of happens. And I'd wanted to work with Tom, you know, for many years, and it made total sense that we would make this record with him. And it was so interesting, like, starting the project with him and not quite, you know, n only knowing him on a sort of surface level. And by the end of the project, you know, I really felt like I'd made a lifelong friend. And I think, you know, I said to Tom in the beginning, I kind of wanted to move away from the folk label a little bit. And I didn't use the word, I guess I wanted to be free to kind of, I guess, grow as a as a musician, you know, I really don't want to make the same records over and over again. And so Tom's vision and talent, I think, you know, there were times when it was just Sam, Tom and I in the studio, and I felt very understood, and I trusted them both.
Now you've
so it was a good match.
The album creation process has sort of begun with a very young family. How has your experience of motherhood influenced your songwriting and the themes in Into Now Brightness?
Oh, I think it's so hard to sort of put it into words at this point. But, you know, I think I was so protective of my career, and still am. You know, I think there was a point at which I felt very driven with pursuing music, and it really was, you know, the COVID pandemic that kind of put things in perspective for me. And, you know, it's been an absolute blessing to have these two babies. And I absolutely, you know, I think there were natural sort of feelings of anxiety about, you know, how would it change and how would it look, and can I do both? Because I think, I think even people that aren't doing a sort of crazy thing like music, you know, I think it sort of, you know, it challenges us. But I guess I have a specific, there's a specific point where I didn't know I was pregnant, and I was away with Tammy Nielsen and her band, and I had this really nice conversation with Delaney Davidson. We were out at some cocktail bar after one of the shows, and he said, you know, he sees his peers that have become musician peers that have become mothers. He feels that it sharpens them. And I think that idea of like motherhood or parenthood kind of expanding us and being something that is celebrated rather than having it take away. I mean, there are sacrifices, of course, but for me, it's enhanced me incredibly, and opened everything up and brought everything to the surface in a good way and in a kind of confronting way.
Excellent. Now, you're heading back to Aotearoa relatively soon. You've got a run of dates right across the country. Are you performing solo, or are you going to be doing these shows with a band?
Oh, I've lost you.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Nadia. Let me see if we've...
Oh, I've lost... I can hear you now. Sorry,
you hear me
I lost
now?
You.
Yeah. I was... Sorry. That's okay. It's the wonder and joy of technology here. Now, Nadia Reid, joining us all the way from Manchester... You're making your way back to Aotearoa in a couple of weeks to do a bunch of shows all around the country. Are you performing solo or with a band?
I'll have the full band, the OG band with me. Sam Taylor, Richie Picard, Joe McCallum.
Excellent. And just to reiterate for everyone, your brand new album is out in February next year, 7th of Feb to be precise. You're going to follow it up with a tour of the UK and Europe. Will that be a solo tour, or are you going to rope in some players to join you on that run of shows?
So that'll be a full band tour as well. So I'll finally be doing full band shows in the UK after many years of cruising around with just Sam and I, which has been wonderful, but it'll just be nice to have a bit of extra company on for those shows.
No doubt. All right. For people out there listening, you can catch Nadia up at the Lee Sawmill on the 17th of November. I'm just leaning across the desk here and looking at some small print. But Nadia Reid, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the BFM Breakfast Show. We're going to go out on a new song of yours called Baby Bright. What can you tell us about this song?
Oh, I think this, what to say? For me, this felt like, you know, one of the most sort of important songs for me on the record. And you know, I think throughout the album, there's a lot of sort of joy, I guess, which is a lovely thing to finally express in music. And but this one, I think, particularly captures quite a, I guess, sort of the tenderness and the, you know, the mom and the baby. And I mean, I wrote it as when I had a 3-month-old, and I mean, I'll just stop rambling about it. But the coolest thing is that Robin Malcolm's in the music video, which was just a whole thing for me. It was quite a special day to have her come on the set.
Excellent. Hey, Nadia Reid, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you down here in November, and look forward to the new album out in Feb next year. Here's your tune, Baby Bright.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Something tells me that you're gonna be alright. Don't know why you felt that way. Something about the end. It's the only